This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chugu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that a discussion on Vande Mataram in Parliament will help future generations understand its true importance and glory. He said national song Vande Mataram became a symbol of patriotism, sacrifice and national consciousness, which paved the way for the freedom movement. Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of song Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Shah said this immortal work is a creation that awakens a sense of duty and devotion towards Mother India. He said Vande Mataram was needed during the freedom struggle, even now as well as when the country becomes Vikshit Bharat in 2047. The government today informed that total food grain production in the country is estimated at over 357 million tons, which is 7.65% higher as compared to last year. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that this has been made possible due to the hard work of farmers and the policies of the centre. He said the country recorded the highest ever crop production in 2024 to 2025. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has instructed its senior officials to visit airports to verify airline operations and passenger-oriented services. The ministry said in a social media post that during the visit, if any shortcomings identified, including feedback received from passengers, are to be addressed and rectified immediately. Meanwhile, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has directed India Indigo to reduce its flight schedule by 5% across sectors in light of the recent widespread flight disruptions and cancellations. The aviation body has also asked the airline to submit a revised schedule tomorrow by 5 p.m. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today said the disruption caused by the Indigo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing and reiterated that the government is fully determined to build a robust airline system. Addressing the Lok Sabha on the ongoing Indigo crisis, the minister stated that Indigo is being held fully accountable. The minister further added that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has issued notices to the airline and, based on its report, strict and appropriate action will be taken. He informed that the House that over 750 crore rupees has been refunded and rebookings have been completed without extra charges. The government has issued 12,814 show cost notices to fertilizer dealers in the last 7 months as part of a nationwide crackdown on black marketing, hoarding and quality violations. This was informed by the Union Chemicals and Fertilizers Minister J.P. Nadda in the Rajya Sabha during the question hour. Replying to a question on the fertilizer shortage, the minister said the centre has delivered fertilizer on time to everywhere, but hoarding by the dealers is a problem that states must deal with. He said 67 lakh metric tons of fertilizer in the stock and 24 lakh metric tons will come in the next month. The NDA parliamentary party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. During the meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was felicitated by the NDP MPs for the alliance's victory in the Bihar Assembly elections. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, during the meeting, the Prime Minister asked the NDA leaders to work with more speed for the development of the country. Government has said that over 2 crore rupees, amounting to more than 28,000 crore rupees, have been settled in the last financial year under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Pratap Rao Jadhav said this in a written reply to a question in Rajya Sabha today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.